Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live. Retha Gray, but I'm not sure if Retha will make it this morning because we had a last-minute deal come up where this is a good thing. Retha had an audition, so we put that first, and we went to the auditions, and she said, I'll be in my car, and I'm you know, I have all this news reports and stuff, and the lights going off and on, and callers. And I took over.
Hey,
I got 5 seconds until showtime.
Hey, oh, there he is. We got Eric on.
Yeah. You know, you're going in and out. Your phone is going in and out. Can't really hear you that
okay.
Well. So you might want to check
okay,
out.
I'll hold it a little
hey,
bit
well,
closer.
Welcome everybody to Radio Boomers Live this morning. Good morning on an awesome June 13 Monday morning. Today is a special Radio Boomers Live podcast on behalf
of an ABC day. It's going to be an ABC show.
ABC, as simple as 1, 2, 3. We're going to do it with Jim and Easy.
You so, actually remember that, Eric? I'm impressed. I'm impressed. So we had a great event with ABC Youth Foundation over there, and we had the was there about 15 matches, Eric? And we're going to talk about that because we have some special guests coming on a little bit later. And wait until you hear, oh, there's so much stuff. And after the event, we actually took a couple of the people that were involved with it and went over to a location in Ramona called The Barn, and we had a good time. Eric, as I think you filmed some of it, I actually danced. That was the first time
yeah,
in I don't
actually,
know how many years.
But. We actually had a good time. So obviously, guys, you can see I'm filling in for Retha Gray this morning. It's going to be a father-son show. Like I said, this is a real special episode. And everything that we say on today's podcast, you'll be able to go to Easy Way Network, download on your mobile phone, the Easy Way Network app, and see the content, as well as our YouTube channel, Easy Way TV. On YouTube, just search letter Z W A Y TV, and we're going to have a couple special episodes we'll be putting together. The special episode we're going to be working on for ABC Youth Foundation should be coming out in the next 72 hours or so, and it will be on our YouTube channel and our app as well as easyway.tv. We'll have a special blog coming out, and for those of you guys that received the email, you should have received the newsletter. It was a special blast. We'll have a couple photos by King Solomon Photos, real, real special photos. If you guys were at the event,
oh, yeah.
You're definitely going to want to look for your photos. And even if you weren't at the event, it's just a great cause. So what we're going to be doing is if you do buy a photo or you support in any way for this event that as we're promoting, we're going to be giving a portion of the proceeds to ABC Youth Foundation. So you'll be donating into Easy Way Cares, our nonprofit, and then our nonprofit will be donating into ABC Youth Foundation. So we want to do everything we can to support this cause. They help youth get off the streets, get them out of drugs, get them away from gangs. They teach them on a bot, educate them. They have full educational rehabilitation centers in San Diego. They've been around for 60 years, founded by Archie Moore, the legendary boxer, and now Billy Moore and Terry are managing that and building and keeping it going, which they will be our guests today here and coming up in a few minutes after commercial.
So much for that surprise. But, you know, Eric, they have a very, very high success rate too, which is one of the things we're going to talk about because I've got the stats on the kids in the streets and so on. And to have a success rate that high is really impressive. And don't forget, Eric, we've got on the 18th coming up, the Influential Fight League, I believe it's called, TikTok versus Instagram in person, right? That's going to be a real deal.
Yeah, one of our clients, David, is one of our members on the Wall of Fame, and he's one of the main executives of the Influential Fight League, Fit TV. They actually have an episode on Easy Way TV. If you download the app, you take a look at the episode. Every week we're putting out new series on a episode. It's kind of like Heroes. It's pretty cool. And actually, let's get into the hot topics, Dad, so we can get into more information on those stats on ABC Youth Foundation.
It's hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Okay, so cryptocurrency.
Got to share hot topics. We got to get into the guests. We kind of past time here. Go ahead.
No. Okay, so we have our guests coming up, and we're going to go over all the stats and everything, but for now we're going to do a little bit of news. Cryptocurrencies tumble. Don't just blame the Feds. Crypto assets are hardwired for harsh collapses. Friday inflation data has turned the knife into markets as the Dow falls 400 points, guys. Whoops. Before Monday's open. 40-year high rate of 8.6% implies that the Fed Reserve will say on Wednesday that it is full speed ahead on interest rate increases, something we don't need. Markets and the economy, excuse me, will be ignored. Today's rate's 5.62%. Ouch for a 30-year. Feds are to announce another interest rate coming up. Crypto has been trading like risky stocks, only more so. The NASDAQ, which can be considered a proxy for risky stocks, is down 27% this year. Bitcoin, the oldest and wisest of cryptocurrencies, is down 40%, now at 24,000. You know, this is kind of a big change on this. So anyway, it goes on and on about, I won't go
great
into
great information on
the
cryptocurrency there, Dad. The listeners will definitely really be able to receive that, and it's very important for those that are in the crypto world. And we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have the CEO and the executive director of the ABC Youth Foundation joining us here on Radio
Gold.
Get on the Easy Way
we'll
train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
All right, so coming up next, we have our special guests, which are the executives and CEO of ABC Youth Foundation, Billy Moore, who is actually the son of the legendary Archie Moore, which was one of the most legendary boxers of all time. ABC has been around for about 60 years, helping youth and helping, you know, just helping the community. And then Terry,
Billy has been the president for 13 years, and Billy has worked with and trained the best there is. And Billy has carried on the ABC tradition. He's carried the torch since his father, Archie Moore, passed. And he was the undisputed champion from 1952 to 1961, which broke all records. We also have Terrence Shiggs on coming up. He's the chief operations officer for ABC Youth Foundation. Expert in marriage and family counseling and border security. And guys, are you on with us, Billy and Terrence?
Hello.
Hear me?
Yes.
Terrence, I hear you.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready for that introduction so fast. It was like, that was like a mini short bio, and then like in like went right along with it. That was a hey guys, welcome to the show. So glad you could join us.
Can you hear me? Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, how it goes this morning?
How you doing, Billy? Well, it's moving right along. Reefa had a last-minute audition, but, you know, it's just that's the way it goes with radio. So anyway, thanks for coming on, Billy and Terrence. And I'll tell you what, I think it was a home run Saturday. You guys hit a home run with the ABC situation there with the boxers. I mean, it was great, and the guys, the kids were so well behaved and so professional in the ring. It was very impressive. And
yeah, it was. But before we get going here, you know, normally at 10 o'clock in the morning here at ABC, we have a prayer service.
Okay.
Usually at 10 o'clock, we're doing prayer. So, but we're Easy Way Radio, we fit you guys in at our prayer slot.
Oh, I love it. That's phenomenal.
Okay. All right.
Billy, would you like to lead us in a prayer?
Well, we give God all the glory, and we just thank him for this morning, and we just thank him for covering us with his blood blanket of protection on Saturday, and we just thank him for everyone that helped bring this together, starting with Terrence Shigg, our COO. And we thank him for bringing Easy Way Radio, Eric Zuli and his dad, and ABC together. And we just thank the Lord for all that he does and all that he's going to do, because he's really getting started to do something very awesome across this country. We love him, we adore him, we magnify him, we praise his holy name. In your darling and precious son's name of Jesus, we ask and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
And, amen.
And I talked to you, Billy, about the prime directive. And that's the prime directive of what you do is, you know, bringing kids off the street. And it's
Dad, you're coming in a little muffled. Take your thumb off of the microphone so we can hear you better. Baby boomer move.
No, it is the foundation of faith. Well, see, when Eric and I are on together, it's kind of like it's the duo here. Okay, so, you know, Billy, I shared with you when I you know, teach my son certain things and give him words of wisdom about the prime directive and Star Trek. I don't know if I shared that with you.
Oh, yeah. Star Trek. You did. Yeah.
Okay, you did. Okay, good. I'm glad you remember. And that's what it's all about for us. And guys, the listeners out there, the prime directive of Star Trek, for those of you that are fans, is go out and explore new worlds, but don't interfere. Well, the prime directive I gave my son is to keep Jesus in his heart. And that's that. And that's the way Billy and Terrence worked with the kids. And you could tell by their spirits, you know, that it just, and you know, Billy, your success rate is so high, which is not par for the course for a lot of groups. And I give you a lot of credit for that. And that's probably the interlocking of the faith part of it.
Well, we give God all the glory because I screw up every day. And, but we have one of our products sitting right here with me. Rawls, the young man, Rawls Logan from Arizona. He's on the call also.
Oh,
hey, Logan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
It's Laws. How do you pronounce your first name?
It's Logan. That's my first name.
Logan. Well, Logan, very impressive meeting you over at the event. And boy,
yeah, I had
thank
a great
you for
time
coming
meeting
such
you.
A long. And you came such a long distance. Wow. That's
yeah,
amazing.
It was
yeah,
a long drive.
And guess what? Guess what Logan did. Bill, I don't know if you were there or not, because I know you're around the ring. Okay, so Logan actually got on the carpet and did an interview. Do you remember who the boxer was, Logan?
His name was Ali.
Okay.
And he won the match.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody, Logan interviewed Muhammad Ali. We rose him from the grave. No, I'm kidding.
Logan.
A different Ali.
great job on the was that your first interview, Logan?
It was.
Not bad at all.
We have a great opportunity to watch that interview. We'll be putting on Easyway TV here pretty soon. You get to watch Logan's first interview. Now I want to get over to Terrence, who is the operations manager, operations director for ABC's Foundation. And a lot of the listeners don't really, I don't think, know. I mean, for those that don't know about ABC, Terrence, tell us a little bit of the inner workings and what is ABC Youth Foundation?
Thank you guys for having us on, first of all. But ABC is a prevention program. So when Archie Moore started it, his idea and his vision was to put something in place so that the kids learned how to make good choices, how to be positive, and to know that no matter what they did, that they had support. And that's what every good coach does. Every good coach believes in their athlete more than that athlete believes in them. And everybody needs right. something like that. That's what kept me out of trouble. That and a lot of prayers by my mom and dad. But Every kid needs that. And so we're a community resource. We're a boxing gym with a library inside. We're anything, everything that our students need to be successful. So that's what we provide.
That's amazing.
Founded on the premise of
ABCYouthFoundation.org to learn more. Go ahead, Dan.
It's basically, you could say in a nutshell, it's founded on the premise of prevention, right, Terry?
Yes, absolutely. So we fill in the gaps. We catch them before they get in trouble, and then we pick them up if they do. We let them know that everybody's human, everybody makes mistakes, but if you want to know what to do to make that back or to minimize your chances of making mistakes, we're going to give you examples, and we're going to tell you, we're going to lift you up if you do make a mistake, and we're going to give you what you need to do so you don't make mistakes.
And the writing's on the wall for you guys, because you got your work cut out for you. Each year, an estimated 4.2 million youth and young adults experience homelessness. And on any given day, 60,000 youth under 18 are incarcerated or in juvenile jails in the U.S. So, I mean,
yeah.
Big numbers. And then you got 250,000 youth are tried, sentenced, and incarcerated. So
absolutely.
That's, you know, a lot of
and
numbers
we work
there.
Directly. We work directly with juvenile probations to work with some of those youth so that they can have an alternative to get out of some of those things. And those are some of the programs we offer. We go into the schools. We'll do an after-school program. We'll do a during-the-school program. Any way that we can touch those young lives to give them the positive influences that they need to be successful and to stay out of that system, because we know that that pipeline is fueled by black, brown, people of color more so than others. And so our focus is to prevent that, to keep that from happening, and to keep all kids out of that pipeline. But specifically, right now, statistically, historically, it has been children of color. And so we are emphasizing that.
Yeah, and
so
I love
a full point.
You guys talk the talk, and you walk. You also walk the walk, because at the actual event, you know, and going into the recap of the event, I really want to talk about the event that you guys just had. You guys had DARE there. You had an organization that pulls people out of gangs. You had a lot of affiliate organizations that really, you know, I just commend you guys for walking the walk. Talk a little bit about the event, some of the affiliates and some of the partners that you guys were working with, so we can paint a picture for our listeners on how successful that boxing event just was.
Yeah.
So I just have to mention a group called the High Steppers, the San Diego High Steppers out of they're taught by Charlotte Logan. So this is a group.
They were amazing.
They were just fantastic. They stole the show. So these young ladies train day in and day out to do their drill team performances, and they travel all over the country. And it's another organization that really believes what we do, that if you give them good choices, you give them a foundation, that they will be successful. And it lifts up these young ladies so that they know that they can do they can do anything and be anything that they want to be. So high school.
Very professional group of young girls.
Impressed. And they were something else. And then we have Gangs Be Gone, which is a prevention program.
Before you get into the next one, I want to tell the listeners that we do actually have footage coverage of that group that we're talking about. Then they were doing stepping, man. They were stepping it up.
Yes.
I got them on film.
Yeah, so that was phenomenal. I think they stole the show and stole everybody's hearts too.
And like you say, Terry, that takes a lot of training, doesn't it? The way they move and sync so much, that must take a lot of rehearsing. Wow.
Yeah.
And then they train
pretty hard. And Gangs Be Gone is another San Diego-based organization that works within the community, works with the gangs, works with gangs members, ex-gang members, and tries to give them the opportunity to make better choices, to know that, okay, even if the streets are calling you, here's another way that you can be successful. Because a lot of the times, that's not their first choice. Somebody doesn't grow up and say, you know what, I think I want to grow up and be in a gang. That's the result of not having other choices. So Gangs Be Gone, one of the things they do is they give them those other choices.
You're creating somewhat of a family yourself with you and Billy, because these gangs, they draw people in because, you know, I've got statistics that show, an estimated 4.5 million children have parents in prison. All right, so there's no family, or the family's, you know, very dissolved. And so their family is the gang. Where you guys can take them out of that, you have, it's almost like your own family group. And
we do
it,
have
it
our own family group. It is a family group. That's the first thing that a lot of the parents say when they walk in here. It seems like you guys are a family, and that's what we are.
There you go.
We are a family.
That's what I saw with the ABC people. I got a question for Billy and Terry here. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on, and you guys know, at the border with the influx. Now, you guys already have a full plate with the kids that are, you know, in trouble in San Diego area and so on and so forth. Are you noticing a difference? Are you seeing more people, more youth coming up? Do you think it's making a difference from the numbers coming through the border?
Karen can answer that better than I can.
Yeah. From our standpoint, the difference from our standpoint and the youth that we deal with, it doesn't change. We deal with mostly at-risk youth. Those at-risk youth are at risk because of all of the things that you mentioned, the prevalence of gangs, of violence, of poverty, of underperforming schools and education, and I try to put that in the nicest way I can. So all those things have not changed. And all those things are more visible, more prevalent in the communities that we are working in Southeast San Diego. What we like to do is to let our kids know that even though they are in these communities that have all those risk factors, that does not have to mean that they cannot achieve and accomplish anything that they want to, because we're going to make sure that they have the same opportunities as the kids across the freeway, because the 8 freeway is one of those freeways that separate, or the 94, I should say.
94. Terrence, are you still with Border Security? Are you still a supervisor?
Yeah, no, I was a leader of one of the unions, so I ran one of the local unions, one of the largest ones in the nation. But I retired about 2 years ago. So I retired so that I could follow my passion and work with kids. I have my master's in counseling psychology, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, so I can provide those services and have a greater impact within the community. So I retired about 2 years ago.
That's awesome.
Okay,
you guys got a great team with the ABC Youth Foundation. Obviously, the right people in the right positions. I want to go back into the event and some of the moments that happened. Billy, you were just honored. It looked like they gave you a badge of some sort, like an actual police badge from the I believe the city commissioner or the. I mean, what was that moment when you were on the ring and you were surprised with some sort of honor that happened?
Well, they made me that young man that gave me that award. You were talking about our family.
Yeah.
He came up through AB&C. He started at AB&C at 12 years old. He dropped out of school. He got arrested. Got back in school. Graduated. Wound up going to law school.
Wow.
And we were... Yeah, you're right. Wow. We were out one day. He said, Coach, can you come go somewhere with me? And while we were there, he saw these two police officers. And he said, Coach, those are the guys that arrested me. And so we actually went over and took pictures with the police. That young man now is one of the assistant district attorneys of San Diego, California.
District attorney. That's what I was,
yeah. Yeah, and so they gave me an award, and we give God the glory for that award. And they made me a sheriff.
Wow.
So that's
what it's all about, right, Billy?
His name is Martin Nunez.
Martin was a great guy, great spirit, and that's awesome that he did that. We don't have a whole lot more time. We got to get to our next segment, but I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you guys. and you know, and I really understand, you know, you guys really broke it down well what ABC Youth Foundation does. And Easy Way Cares wants to get very much involved, and we are going to get very much involved. I mean, we've been family. We've been working with you guys for about 5 years now, but we're going to make it really official moving forward, and we want to work closer with Logan, let him host a little bit. You guys will see Logan host for the first time on Easy Way TV. So, guys, the next 2 minutes is yours. Tell everybody about ABC in any manner that you wish.
Well, let Terrence take care of that.
So you guys can follow us on Instagram at Anybody Can Youth Foundation. You can find us on the web at www.abcyouthfoundation.org. And you can also find us on YouTube at Anybody Can Youth Foundation. So we have lots of information out there. And if you're just regular old-fashioned, you want to call us on the phone, you can call us at 619-234-2200. Now, any of those digital platforms, if you ever want to donate, there's a donate button on there, and we can always use those because we are expanding. We're taking ABC to all the cities that we can, not just here in Southeast San Diego, but across the country. We're looking to go to Mississippi. We're looking to go to South Dakota. We're looking to go to Arizona and Nevada. So there's lots of places that we have that we plan on expanding within the next 5 years. So those donations will be put into prevention and into the youth. So feel free to give us a call, and you're always welcome to stop by here at 3131 Market Street, San Diego, California.
Thank you,
Terrence. If God be for you, who can be against you guys?
We're going to be setting up a pay-per-view through Easy Way TV of this boxing match and all the moments that happened. There's a lot that we weren't able to cover in this short amount of time. But if you guys you know, do purchase that pay-per-view to watch the boxing match, we're going to be giving a 50% of all the portions of the proceeds from the paper campaign to ABC Youth to support the youth cause that you guys have heard today. And we're going to be putting out a special blog on a lot of our sites. So please follow and support. Get involved as much as you can. If you are interested in getting involved and supporting, you can email easywayradio@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a guest, anything, as well as you can call 424-396-5774. Now, one last thing, Terrence. Wasn't there a text-to-donate phone number that you guys had as well if people are interested in donating to your cause?
Yes, there is. The only thing is I don't know it off the top of my head.
Okay,
so that number is 619-317-4896. So you can text the word donate to 619-327-4896.
All right, you got to remember
Billy
that one. That's
Terrence,
a good number.
Yeah.
Billy and Terrence, thank you for coming on. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of you guys. And a big congratulations. And, like, I'll reiterate, if God be for you, who could be against you? And what a situation you put together. And we're looking forward to doing a lot of things in the future together.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, Billy, if you wouldn't mind, before we let you go, can you say your first and last name and keep listening to Easy Way Radio?
This is Billy Moore, and I encourage you to listen to Easy Way Radio, who is the best.
Thank you so much, Billy.
We appreciate it. Guys, Billy Moore and Terrence Sigg, you guys want to get involved with ABC Youth Foundation. We're going to go to commercial break, and coming up next, we have Karma Rita's Corner, and a very special four-time Grammy-winning guest coming up here on Radio Boomers Live, Easy Way Network. We will be right back.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EZWAY, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678. Or visit EZWAYNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we are again. Radioland, are you feeling grand? I am. And I have good reason, because I've got Stephanie Sproul today as my guest. Oh, my goodness, reading her bio reads like a novel. So I'll just give you a little tip of it. She is a native of Los Angeles. She's the founder of Sproul House Music Incorporated, which is school, voice, and artist development. She's a singer, songwriter, percussionist, producer, motivational speaker, mistress of ceremony, keynote speaker. She's an international vocal dialect coach, philanthropist. She's the author of 17 Points to Longevity in Show Business. She is a recipient of the Living Legend Award, winner of the Global Peace Song Award for her original song, Shine. And she has been involved in sold-out performances, over 1,400 recordings of several Grammy Awards, gold and platinum albums to her credit. Boy, I'm running out of breath here. My God, she just really is amazing. She's performed around the world. She's recorded with Michael Jackson. She's been on stage worldwide with the likes of people like Aretha, Elton John, Quincy Jones, just to name a few, Julio Iglesias, let's not leave him out. She's performed at the White House at three separate times for three separate administrations, and also for royalty around the world. She has graced the stage in singing Mighty River with Mary J. Blige at the 90th Academy Awards and the 87th Oscars with John Legend in common, singing the Oscar-winning song, Glory. And glory, 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 hallelujah. Stephanie, are you there? Wow. That's quite an entrance. I thought that she would be in tune. I know she said she had to do a little working out this morning, so I thought I'd give her a chance to do that. Oh, there you are. Okay.
No, I'm here. I've been here. How you doing, dear?
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Do you like that applause?
I love it. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you good now. Yeah. And I know you're used to applause, and really, you are to be commended. When I first read your bio, I really was not realizing what a background that you have. Of when I first met you, when we were at the fundraiser that was being produced by Marie LaTroy and Bill A. Jones there in the Valley. They were out promoting ways to help people so that they would not want to take themselves off the planet. You know, it was an anti-suicide event, and you got up on stage and just blew everybody away. And you were there that evening with the wonderful Mary Wilson, our wonderful Mary Wilson. I know you must miss her. I know we all do.
Yeah, she was a class act, a class act.
Absolutely, and I had the opportunity to get to know her a little bit. One day I got a call on my text. I mean, it was a text, not a call. A text, and I didn't know where it was coming from because there was no identity. And so I thought, well, who is this? And I texted her back. She said, it's Mary Wilson. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And you know, I've saved all of her texts. I don't erase any of them, you know.
Amazing, amazing. So,
yes.
Tell me about it, girl. How you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored, as you are.
There you go, in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we all have the same daddy, mama, and I'm just happy to know you and know more about you.
Thank you.
And like I said, you know, at the beginning, if I was to continue reading your bio, we would be here all day because you have achieved so much. Now, let me ask you, how was it working with Michael Jackson?
It was amazing. He, you know, a genius that everybody knows. When he called me at 3:00 in the morning to work on Can You Feel It, he said, Stephanie. And I said, oh, my goodness, 3:00 in the morning, who's calling me? And it was, this is Michael Jackson, honey. I sat up like a stiff board in the bed, and I didn't go back to sleep, you know, because he wanted me to not only, I had already assembled a 45-person choir for the song, right? And he had an epiphany. He says, I want to also have 20 children of every race, creed, and color. So I said, okay. I need to find these people because the session was in like a day and a half. So, of course, I didn't go to sleep. I called every union that had singers that were children. I had to audition them. They came to my studio. And that following day, I was there with the choir of 45 adult singers and also the children. And he was highly appreciative, and it became a theme song, Can You Feel It, for the Jacksons. So he was amazing to work with. He gave me free rein of my creativity, you know, which most producers do when they call Stephanie Sproul in for a session. So I just love it. I love it. I love
All
it.
Right.
He let me be me. Yeah. He was
yes.
wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, I've got a lady that's very close to me. Her name is Gloria Berlin, and she is a member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and she is the lady who sold Neverland Ranch to Michael Jackson, and she was telling me how spiritual he was. She said that when she was showing him the ranch, that, you know, he would bless all the flowers and everything, and then she said she turned around at one point, and he had disappeared. And she said she looked around and he was up in the tree. So, you know.
That was the child in him, you know.
Yes, it was. It was.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. So, anyway, I just am wondering, well, you started out early. I know you were discovered, and didn't you mention something about the inner city cultural center having something to do with your early start in music?
Well, I was from the inner city, you know, from mm-hmm. L.A., which when you cross the street, cross El Segundo Boulevard, you're in Compton. So after the Watts riots, they named it Watts, and then after the L.A. riots, they named it South Central. So, you know, but my mother always said, you're in L.A. So anyway, I of course, sang in church, and I was in the orchestra from the fourth grade until I graduated from high school, and which was so wonderful. In those days, there were teachers from all over Los Angeles. They came from Beverly Hills, all over, and taught us inner city students music. So we learned how to read and the solfeggio of it, and also performance, because that's what I was, a performer. So I learned the music in school. And my mother wouldn't let me have choir in school because she said, you already can sing. So she said, I want you to learn the business aspect of it, because my mother was a Notary Public and income tax consultant and a community activist for our community. So I learned all these things, and I learned that early on that the business, show business, is a business, okay? That's why I wrote 17 points to longevity in show business, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're two hours on the stage, and the other 22, you're handling your business. So I just went on, and after school, Of course, I was in the Young Saints, which was amazing. That was an incredible group of extremely talented African-American kids from the inner city, and all of them had the same amount of talent. They were just brilliant. And Danny Kaye came to our school. He saw us, and he took us on the road with him. That's where I was able to play the White House for the first time, was with Danny Kaye. And the first time I played Las Vegas was with Danny Kaye. And also, now I'm very young at this time, but, you know, I've been here for a minute, okay? And also the Ed Sullivan Show. So I learned from the best, from Danny Kaye, from the Young Saints, Tommy and Evelyn Freeman, and to go on and to be discovered as one of the top background singers in the country, well, in the world.
Well, you have served your career well and still serving your career well. I saw you be mistress of ceremonies at the Globe Theater, and many of our wonderful performers, entertainers were awarded. I really had the privilege of being a guest of a very wonderful lady who invited me to be there. And so it was really a marvelous event. And you just were outstanding on stage.
Thank you. Thank you. I love speaking. You know, I'm a motivational speaker as well. So when I'm a mistress of ceremony or a keynote speaker or a motivational speaker, I'm just giving them what I would and act the same way as if I were singing a song. It's all about performance. That's why I call myself an entertainer. People are there to watch me entertain them, whether I'm speaking or singing.
Exactly. And speaking of singing, I'm going to ask the engineer to bring your music on. You tell us about this album, the CD that you have produced.
Well, I produced several CDs on myself. It's a Jazz Day, which was for your consideration for a Grammy. It was just amazing producing that record. But my latest record is That's Good Enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thankful. And I wrote it during COVID, you know, and it's about giving God all the praise, knowing who you are and whose you are, and staying focused on being as positive as possible in this world today. Okay.
Here we go. Let's turn it up.
That's good enough. I'm going to take it to the bank today. You wanna
should, and that's good enough. Spirit dwells high, yeah, and that's good enough. My Holy Ghost fire, yeah, and that's good enough.
Time just flies by, but I've got to say a couple of things to you. The first one is from Brenda Lee Egger, because she asked me yesterday to send you a shout out, and the other one is coming all the way from Washington, D.C., from Mama D.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
They wanted to make sure that they said hello. So, yes.
Thank you.
So anyway, we're getting ready to head out the door now, and I'm so thankful that you were able to come on and be my very special guest today.
And I
know that our audience enjoyed you and your music, and we want to hear more from you and tell them how they can get a hold of your music.
Okay. You can get it on Amazon, okay? Also, you can go to stephaniespruill.net. Okay, and then SproulHouseMusic.com, and you can read more about me, find out more about my shows, and also you can purchase my book, 17 Points to Longevity in Show Business. You can get all of my wares on Amazon.com.
Okay, I'm going to get that book too.
Yes.
And you're
going
to have to autograph it for me.
You know I will. I have one autographed for you right here. I'll make sure I get it right
goodness.
To you. It'll be a gift from me to you, Carmelita. And also, yes.
You see,
yes.
God is good.
God is good.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming on, Stephanie. And a shout out to Robin.
Yes, Robin, my manager. Yes, God bless her.
She's amazing, too.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Yes. God bless you, Carmelita.
All right.
Always hit the home run with a guest, right, Eric? I mean, talking about impressive accolades.
I'm still bobbing my head. I'm still grooving. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That. I mean, you can tell when somebody's a professional artist and really masters their track, and that's definitely going to be a hit. And if you're still listening out there, Stephanie, definitely. You know, contact Easy Way Promotions. We'd love to help you, push that track and show you that we can make it good enough with our audience. So, this is a great show,
Dad.
Great episode. We're getting just so you know
it's so interesting. It's so interesting, and you know, having Billy on and Terry, it's you know not easy to get some of these people. They're busy people, but anyway, we're going to move on along with a little bit more ABC, right, Eric? I believe
go ahead and play that's good enough in the background as we're getting ready to bring in some of the other ABC youth some of the boxers, some of the other people that were involved with this event the other day. Yep, there we go. We got the background music and so engineer, just go ahead and just release all the lines, because there's a lot of callers. We don't know which one's the boxers, so we're just going to kind of take a couple stabs in the dark. So if you were a boxer, you were at the ABC Youth Foundation charity event at all, say hello. Just say hello. You're on air.
Do we have Ernie and Cetus or Francisco Petrillo? A couple of the boxers. Who do we got on so far here? And you know, Eric.
Hello.
Oh, okay, who do we got?
Hello,
hi.
I'm Francesca. I'm the project manager at ABC. I'm not one of the boxers.
All right, Francisca,
okay.
Thanks for coming on.
I knew you, Francisca. We talked. How are you? So glad you could join us.
Hi. I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
So, Francisca, what a great event. I mean, I was impressed, you know. And the kids, they were very impressive, too, because they had their bouts. You know, they did their bouts, and it looked like they were really trained. But they were such gentlemen when they came out of the ring, and the way they would share with the other boxer whether they won or lost, and they're, you know, in the interviews and everything, they were really well spoken. I'm very impressed by the people you brought under your wing.
Yeah, it was a great event, and they were all excited to participate at this event. Even if we lost some fights, we had such a respect for our guys and opponents, so always glad to be to participate. Some of our guys that were the first time.
Yeah.
I talked to them yesterday.
Yeah, it's so
first time, first fight. So they were really, really excited to be there and participate.
Are you with Billy? Are you with the ABC Youth executives? I thought I heard some people in the background, or was that engineer? Do we have the other lines open?
Yes, my name is Francesca. I'm a project manager at ABC, and I organize the events and project events with parents.
Okay, so you're the event organizer for ABC.
Yes.
Okay.
It's quite an ordeal. You have to, you know, you're at the high school. You have to coordinate putting up a professional ring, and so on.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite. Your hands are full, right?
Yeah, that was pretty fun and hard in the same time. That was our second event of the year, and we were pretty excited to organize in Ramona because of the history that is in Ramona with the Muhammad Ali was used to train there. That has a gym, and with Archie Moore. So that was the main. I think that was our main event in Ramona for this reason.
Okay. All right. So a question, Francisca, how do you pick the kids, you know, because you have a lot, but how do you pick the ones that are actually going to, you know, because they're on film and photographs and everything. It's quite an ordeal for them. Well, how do you pick the ones that get, you know, actually get chosen to go in the ring during the big match?
Well, this is a good question because I help the coach to coordinate it, but this is a job that the coaches have. They decide. They train the kids, and they decide who goes on the ring or who is not. And I'm just helping ABC to manage it and organize the events and the coaches and if they need anything. But no, I'm not deciding who. We have, I think there is a Coach Henry here with us that can talk about the kids and all the fighters.
The actual bouts themselves, yeah. Because we got some good footage of that. I was right.
What other events are coming up for ABC, Francesca?
We have a fundraiser in October, and I believe around the same period, September, October, we planning to organize another boxing event in Barrio Logan. And yes, this is the upcoming event. We're working a lot in the same times because we open another facility, and we would like to open in Ramona as well, a boxing gym in Ramona, because a lot of people ask us to open an ABC in Ramona. They really need it of us. So we are full of new things to do.
Well, no, that would be interesting because Ramona is kind of a hub, and I know it's special to Billy, and we have a place to eat there. Afterwards, we all, you know, we got together and had a really good time over at Vito's restaurant.
Yeah, the barn,
it's called.
The barn is an amazing location. A great after party place for anything.
Sounds like Billy's there.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
we hear you,
Billy.
You know what? Let me share something with you real quick. That lady that you're talking to right now, Francesca, she can do the work of four or five men.
Wow.
She is an amazing human being. And I just wanted to get that in there. She does more
than
just help at ABC.
Thank you.
Well, Francisca, how about that? Are you a couple inches off the ground now?
Yeah.
No, it is. And, you know, Eric and I have done many events. We know it is a lot of, you know, coordinating. It's a lot of work. So, Billy, I appreciate you, and we appreciate you, because it takes people like you to you know, put it all together. So it comes over. So before this event, do you get a little nervous, you know, hoping everything falls into place, you know, because I know sometimes there's last-minute things that come up.
Yes, absolutely. There was that and hard work during the previous week, the week before and the day before, because there are something that you have organized at least a month before. But the day before Friday was really nervous, yes, because sometimes I'm really picky and I would like to have everything perfect.
But everything went really well.
A couple of things, but everything went really, really well.
It absolutely did, and I'm very proud of you. I mean, the way it came off. But see, you see the things behind the scenes, the little tiny things that may not come out perfect, but it's like when you're dancing, you know, there's a couple moves you might miss that I was sharing. And the lady I was talking to, I made so many mistakes. She was perfect, you know, but I kept, you know, I was so out of practice. She said, oh, nobody will notice. So, but you do, don't you, Francisca? You notice the little things. And you want to make sure they...
Yeah. Yes, when you are into the organization of the event.
I didn't see anything out of place. And when Francisca's name's on it, that's it. It's going to go as planned. But no, it did come off well. And now, do you have what's your next location planned for another bout and a fundraiser? Where are you looking at next?
We're looking to do an Ambario Logan, literally on the street.
Oh, okay.
It's like crazy, but yes, we have a couple coaches and some people that we know from that area that we allowed us to close the streets and do an event. And I think is a great opportunity for the restaurants and the local bars over there to make some money as well. So I think we'd be great and fun, totally fun. We can involve a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you say on the street, is that you're talking about Ramona or San Diego?
No, San Diego. There is this area is called Barrio Logan, and it's in San Diego. Yeah, close to downtown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool.
Yes.
So Francesca,
it would be really great.
Do you have an idea of how much was raised on that last event?
No, we still have to make sure. No, not yet, because yesterday we rest. So we didn't work, and I think we're going to figure out today, between today and tomorrow. But, yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Now, do you have an address or location yet or not yet for the next bout that's going to be on the street in San Diego? Is there a location you have?
There is a location. I'm not sure about the street, the name of the street. I don't remember. I apologize. I don't remember the name of the street. But the location is called Barrio Logan, and it's in the center on the main street of Barrio Logan. It's a neighbor. Called like that. And yes, we'll be there, but I can't give you the right address right now.
That's all right. So in other words, the difference with this one is bring your sunscreen with you, right, Francisca? Bring your sunscreen.
Yes, well, the idea, because I'm not sure if we're going to have a light for have a night show. But the idea is to have the show early in the morning or around late afternoon. But I think that September, October will be less hot than now. So
definitely.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
We should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah, I remember that.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, Francis.
If it's possible, I want to say something about the event that we have just had in Ramona. That ABC is the only organization that provides every show raffles and music. We had the rappers in Ramona. The song, we have dancers. So we're really, really special. I mean, nobody has a show during any boxing events, and we provide that show.
Yeah.
So,
well, your high
stepper
really.
The price of the ticket is worth it.
We were impressed by the high steppers. Got it all on film.
I was going to say that doing a recap of the event, that is something that was interesting. As it was a boxing ring, but it was also a stage. There was a lot of performances. There was kids that were doing choreography.
Exactly.
There was a war.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was me rapping with your man Raheem and entertaining over on the side of the ring.
That part was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric did a freestyle. That's not easy
Video is going viral. It has over 300 views already, and people are commenting like crazy on that little freestyle video. So we'll be putting all this out on a blog, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. It is 11 o'clock. We got to end the show, but thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting me. All right. Thank you. And ABC rocks. Great job, guys. So for now, Eric, it's time to roll along, right?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to give people a couple of updates. Next event coming up is June 18th in Los Angeles. They're expecting 1,000-plus people, a lot of tickets being sold. It's Instagram versus TikTok. Another fight.
TikTok.
Another fun night. Fighting for a great cause. Fit TV. So that's going to be a great event. It'll be coming out on the Easy Way Events calendar, the newsletter. And if you guys if you're not subscribed to our newsletter yet, make sure that you go to easywayexposure.com/subscribe, and that's our main newsletter that you'll get all the emails on what's going on. But yeah, it was a great fun show. If you're not a member yet, if you haven't created your account yet, be sure and do so. Go to easywayinfo, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, info.com, and then look up Wall of Fame and get a Wall of Fame profile. You know, if you want to get famous, want to get more promotion, you want to meet amazing people, get access, get invites to events, you got to get your Wall of Fame profile for free, and then you can upgrade. And there's so many more news updates coming up.
Easy Way Magazine, Eric?
Easy Way Magazine, yes, Easy Way Magazine. Shout-outs to Kimberly. Easy Way Magazine is supposed to be coming out. I say supposed to because you never know with as busy as we are, but July 1st is the release date for the next issue featuring Everett J. Smith and Darn It Gifted on the cover for Business Entertainment. We have over 50 contributors, a lot of great content in there. We got dating advice to business advice. We just officially brought on Omar Perryu, who used to own 300 different LA fitnesses and 25 best-selling books, and he's going to be giving some amazing advice on his From Zero to Wealth column. And more people are coming on board that magazine, so it's definitely a great magazine. And then the new podcast system, which Keeping Up with Kim would be one of the podcasts we'll be supporting, and then we have over 7 podcasts we'll be putting out. This being one of them, Radio Boomers Live. But pretty soon we'll be releasing easywaypodcast.com. We'll have multiple podcasts. If you want to get a podcast and get a reach to 700,000 listeners on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so many more locations, then you want to contact us at easywayradio@gmail.com. That's always letter E, letter Z, easywayradio@gmail.com. We're going to be releasing that podcast system. And we got multiple events. Got a big event coming up on July 21st to celebrate Destanova that I was a cameo starring role in. I played Titus, which is a Dirt Merchant Films project. It'll be out here in Orange County. And so many other events. They're coming up.
Oh, you played the host. That's right. I remember that video. Yeah, you were
Big event happening at the Los Angeles Convention Center in July. Constantly have events with our members, and so that's why you want to join the membership. Get the access to the – you go beyond
Absolutely.
Networking and better your business, get leads, and turbo boost your social media and your podcast. If you want to do your own podcast or your own show, we do that as well. So definitely go to easywayinfo.com for more information. And
boost
thank
your
you so
brain
much
with BrainTap.
And BrainTap, hey, definitely our sponsor, BrainTap, BrainTap.com/easyway. You got to tap into your brain. Great way to lose
keep
weight.
My brain going.
De-stress. If you have a book, you can get your book on BrainTap. They have an app as well as the actual physical unit. And they're in hundreds and hundreds of schools and different locations. They're expanding exponentially. Everybody's getting a BrainTap.
So
go to BrainTap.com/easyway. So, all right, Dad,
that's
I think
amazing.
That's going to end the show. It was a great
that's
host.
That's a wrap, Eric. Good job.
Fun.
Thanks for jumping on with me. And, guys, Radio Boomers Live next Monday morning. And, Rita, you know, congratulations and all the luck in your audition. So, for now, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.